Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life, and we're talking about overcoming the world. 1 John 2, verse 15, the Bible says, "Love not the world." Don't value the world or the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You can't have the love of the Father and the love of the world in you at the same time. All that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, it's not of the Father. See, all these things, all these lusts are of the world. They're not from the Lord. And it says it's of the world. And the world is going to pass away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. You need to be a consistent doer of the will of God. Don't ever walk according to your lust. Walk in the Spirit, doing the will of God, and do not obey the lusts of the flesh. Praise God, we have been delivered out of this world because of what Jesus has done. You know, you're born again, the world does not know you. If it didn't know Jesus, it doesn't know you. You know, it's because of one man's sin that's how death came into the world. Death came by sin, and it's passed upon every one of us. But praise God, Jesus came, he redeemed us. Jesus was the only begotten Son. He came and set us free. He didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Praise God. You know, he was in the world. The world was made by him, but the world knew him not because it was dominated by the devil. Praise God. We're born again. We're now not of this world. Now we're of the Lord. Because we're born again, we're born from above. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. And we're going to walk in his ways. Praise God. So God wants you to turn away from the ways of the world. You're not going to walk in the ways of darkness. You're going to walk in the light. You're not going to walk a soul realm directed life doing whatever you want according to the ways of the flesh. Instead, you're going to walk in the Spirit. You're going to be led by the Spirit, and you're going to be showing forth the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you fit into the world, or are you peculiar to it? You should be peculiar. Do people in the world know that you follow the Lord Jesus Christ? If not, then are you really letting your light shine? Or are you just like everybody else in the world? Do you look like the world? Do you act like the world? Do you sound like the world? Do you follow the fashions and the fads of this world? Christians should not be drawn into these kinds of things. The Bible says, what does it profit you if you've gained the whole world and yet you'd lose your soul? Are you one who dresses like the world? You don't need to follow the fashions of this world. You need to dress modestly, dress the way God would want you to dress. Do you wear your hair like the world? You got to follow the latest fashion. This is all worldliness, whether you realize it or not. Otherwise, it's not so much, we're not talking about legalistic doctrine and bondage. We're talking about the attitude of what you're following in heart. Are you choosing to follow God and keep your eyes on him? Or do you have your eyes on what the world thinks? And are you trying to please the worldly ways and do whatever the world wants you to do? You know, the whole world lies in wickedness. God wants you to keep yourself from it. In fact, the devil's the one who is in the world. The Bible says in Revelation 12:9, he's the one who has deceived the whole world. You know, the church has got to watch that we're not affected by worldly ways. You especially have to watch what comes in through the media. You know, TV and music and fashion has brought so much of the worldliness into the body of Christ because we have not allowed, we've not kept ourselves away from it. You know, TV will teach you worldly ways. You may think, oh, I'm just watching some little harmless program. You know, 20, 30 years ago, they wouldn't watch the things that they watch today. You need to separate yourself and not watch things that are dealing with lust and fornication and adultery and causing people to, you know, get angry and upset and violence and murder and all these things. TV actually teaches you worldly ways of thinking, responding, reacting, speaking, moral values, dealing with situations in life. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to sit there and learn how to get mad, how to get upset, how to be jealous, how to be retaliating, and to sit there and identify with those worldly characters. That's letting the ways of the world into you. You must separate yourself. You cannot have fellowship with the things of the world. You must come out and be separate, the Bible says. Remember, you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God, Galatians 3:3. The world's crucified unto you, and you unto the world, Galatians 6:14. You've got to turn away from it and not let yourself walk in it. You know, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, the Bible says, in time past we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, because who's the one who's given the course of this world? It's the devil. That's the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. But what's God want us to do? He wants us to come out from that thing. We're to be blameless. We're to be harmless. The sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. That's Philippians 2:15. You're to be the light of the world, Matthew 5:14. Don't hide your light. Let your light shine. Stand up and walk in the ways of the Word. You know, Mark 16:15 says we're to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We are not of the world, but we're in the world, and we have the responsibility to preach the gospel boldly as we ought. At the same time, don't let anything get to you through the ways of the world. You got to watch worldly philosophy. You know, you don't be spoiled through philosophy or the traditions of men after the rudiments of the world. Instead, you've got to follow the ways of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's in Colossians 2:8. We've got to realize that we're not going to walk in these ways. That Colossians 2:20 says, if we're dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, then why, as though living in the world, are you subject to all these ordinances? Why do you let yourself walk in the ways of the world? Turn away from it. Titus 2:12 says we're to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. We should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world. Don't let riches get a hold of you as well. Too many people follow the riches of the world. You know, 1 Timothy 6:17 says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. You know, with the prosperity we have in this country, we can have a tendency to look at that as a source in our life, but it becomes idolatry. And many in the church need to repent of the idolatry of looking to the world as its source, looking for the riches of the world and the things that they have. Remember that all these things are of the world. What God has given us is simply for us to use in our walk with the Lord, but we are not to ever let it be a source in our life. You must watch out. In fact, you must be a good steward over what God's given you. In 1 John 3:17, the Bible says, whoever has this world's good and sees his brother have need and shuts up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? You know, we got to reach out and minister to people. If you have the means to help a brother in need, you need to let your light shine and let the bowels of compassion come forth and give out, praise God. Give out to people to help meet their needs. God will give back to you. Whenever you give to the poor, you're lending to the Lord, and the Bible says He will give it back unto you. You know, Noah was one who was warned of God of things not seen as yet. He was moved with the fear of the Lord. He prepared an ark to the saving of his house by the which he condemned the world. He chose to obey God and do what God told him to do, and in doing so, he condemned the world. And this is important. You cannot walk in worldly ways. You've got to learn to obey God. Whatever God tells you to do, be sure that you are doing it. And in that way, you're going to actually be condemning the world through your actions. And this is so important. We've got to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. That's what the Bible says is undefiled before God and the Father in James 1:27. James 4:4 says, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. If you are walking in the ways of the world, it says you're actually a spiritual adulterer and adulteress, and you are an enemy with God. If you're a friend of the world, you are an enemy of God. God says to be separate from the things of this world. Do not let yourself walk in the ways of the world. In fact, the Holy Spirit, He comes to reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness of this world, but instead you're supposed to reprove them, expose them. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is why you got to get in the Word of God, so you get everything of the world out of you. You know, there was one named Demas in Timothy 4:10 where it talks about the fact that he loved the present world. He was so taken with the things of the world that he forsook Paul and walked in his own ways, following the ways of the world. I've seen lots of Christians that started out with the Lord, but they didn't continue. They forsook Him and they went back into the ways of the world. They backslid. We've got to turn away from that. We've got to be sure that we're going to walk in God's Word. Praise the Lord. In fact, the Bible says that He's given us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we can be a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The world has corruption in it through lust. That's the way it works. You're going to be a partaker of the divine nature if you receive the Word of God and you get those great and precious promises working in your life. Praise God. You've got to come out of all the things of the world. If you don't, you'll see the pollutions of the world that will bring you into bondage. But through the knowledge of God, you can overcome and you can come out from among it. 1 John 5:4 says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We're going to overcome the world, praise God. We're not going to yield to it whatsoever. In fact, 1 John 4:4 says, you're of God, little children, and you've overcome them because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. That's the devil that's in the world, but the greater one in you is the Lord, and He's going to cause you to overcome the world. Remember, when you're in the world, though, you're going to have tribulation, John 16:33. But Jesus said, be of good cheer, be of good courage. I have overcome the world, praise God. We're turning away from it. We are making our decision that we're going to walk in the ways of the Lord. Are you one who shows forth the character of the Lord Jesus Christ? Everybody should see it. They should know that you're a Christian. They should know that you walk in the ways of God. If not, you probably have some of the world in you, and you've allowed yourself to be grafted into the world. God says, come out from it, be separate from it, and walk in the ways of righteousness, and show forth the fruit of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I